This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. It's called Australis Capital Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AUSAF. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol AUSA. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the CEO of the company, Mr. Scott Dowdy. Scott, welcome to the show.
Nice to be on. Thanks so much.
Give me and myself and my listeners, of course, a little bit of background of yourself, a little bit of background of the company, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Yeah, so myself, my name is Scott Doughty. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Been down there for about 10 to 12 years. Actually Canadian. Kind of last 20 years or so, I've been in the fintech business. I've been a Section 16 officer of two publicly traded companies, one on the NYSE, one on the NASDAQ. Prior to that, in the banking sector in Canada, grew up in Western Canada where about 20 years ago, I met Terry Booth, who's the founder and CEO of Aurora Cannabis. I'm sure your listeners would know that name.
Absolutely.
And I was the original investor in Aurora back in 2013. Been very close to that company, both as a friend, as an investor as well. And just by way of segue, as that relationship evolved over the years in terms of me supporting Aurora and Terry's efforts in building what I think is now the world's most dominant and sophisticated, you know, cannabis play, we got to talking last year in 2019, and they were looking to spin off their U.S. assets as it was a requirement by the TSE. And through those discussions, we agreed that, I would get involved. And as a result of those discussions, I took on the CE role of Australis, and we went public September 19th, 2018.
You know, and it's really remarkable, I was reading about your company. What you guys do out there, you guys identified probably undiscovered companies, you invest in them, that being cannabis companies, and mostly in the United States. Is that correct?
Yes, we're 100% focused in the United States. Our team resides in Las Vegas. Our head office is in Las Vegas. And we're certainly focused on assets in specific geographic regions and verticals, for that matter, in the U.S. Companies from anywhere from $5 to, say, $50 to $100 million market cap. We believe that, the lack of decriminalization in the U.S., the lack of funding, the lack of banking has developed in an environment whereby you can acquire these assets at a very low multiple versus what, the Canadian LPs have done over the years in Canada and elsewhere. So 100% focused in the U.S. And I think since we went public back in September, we've done 9 transactions and then built a really nice portfolio to date.
What do you think your synergies will deliver from this new facility here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, super question. So we're building a 300,000 square foot facility in Nevada. We're building it to the Aurora Sky standard. I'm not sure if you've seen any of the footage or did a tour of an Aurora Sky facility or type facility, but the automation, the consistency, the quality, everything that just goes into that facility is top notch, top shelf. So we're building our facility to that standard through Aurora Alps, which is a company that they bought years ago. And then we'll be inserting several of our brands that we've acquired and operations over the last 9 months. We just acquired a company called Green Therapeutics out of Las Vegas. And they own 2 brands, one called Tsunami, which is a premium line of extracts. The other is called Provisions, which is more of a kind of a mid-market, mass-market line of products, GT Flower. And we acquired another organic line of flower called Mr. Natural out of Northern California. So all of those brands will reside within this facility. And, we look to producing both products that are going to be targeted to the mass market, to the premium market, both in Nevada, and we also anticipate decriminalization in the United States and or the States Act and being enacted, whereby we'll be able to sell throughout Nevada and, of course, you know, those neighboring states that have reciprocal agreements through the States Act. So pretty excited.
How close is your relationship with Aurora Cannabis?
Super close. I just got off the phone with Terry Booth about 10 minutes ago. Good friend. He's a mentor. You know, we work with their M&A team. We work with their sciences team, product development team. So, you know, we're certainly joined at the hip. We are definitely independent companies. However, we were the spinoff of Aurora. We are their U.S. beachhead for everything THC. And they do have a back-in right to acquire a good portion of Astralis once cannabis is decriminalized in the United States. So certainly one of the things that makes Astralis unique and, you know, different, I guess, from a lot of other plays is that we're certainly joined at the hip with Aurora. There's no question about that.
You know, getting in this industry, I'm sure you had a lot of obstacles in your way and you probably overcome that. What do you find the most difficult part of building your team?
Oh, that's another good question. You know what? I think we've done a lot in terms of building, number one, what I would call, and I might be boasting here, but I think we've built probably the best or one of the best C-suites in the cannabis space. Several of us, including my CFO, come from the gaming sector where, you know, high barrier to entry, a lot of regulatory compliance, understand the capital markets. So I think our lineage in terms of the C-suite is top-notch. And just operationally, we've built a team that, you know, certainly understands accountability. We've developed, you know, behavior-driven comp plans. So I think the combination of building the right team that are incented properly, that understand the vision we have as a company and understand the potential vision of Astralis combined with a potential acquisition by Aurora in the future, we've been able to attract really solid talent. With that being said, though, you know, with the convergence of kind of the black market to the gray market to legal, there's definitely a culture mix out there. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to kind of stumble in terms of who you hire and when you hire and kind of developing a nice culture. But I think we've done a really good job and probably one of the strongest assets of Astralis at this point.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. But in closing here, what exactly do you want to take away or what do you want the listeners to take away from your interview?
You know, I think Astralis is unique. I think we're joined at the hip with Aurora, who is clearly going to be a dominant player worldwide. We're their U.S. beachhead on the THC side of things. We've developed a great track record. We've done 8 or 9 transactions, all accretive. We've got lots of cash, and we're essentially building out the most sophisticated grow operation in the United States, which will be ready hopefully this time next year. So I think, you know, I think we've crossed the T's, we've dotted the I's, and for us, it's all about building shareholder value.
My guest today has been Scott Doughty. He's the CEO of Astralis Capital, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AUSAF. Also, the Canadian Stock Exchange, the CSE, under the ticker symbol AUSA. Scott, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was a pleasure to have you on here. I hope you become a regular. I wish you guys nothing but success out there, and thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.